For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Little League Report and the Athens Little League Report is brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people. And we do want to send out our thoughts and prayers to our Wednesday reporter, Tyler Smith, who lost his mother over the weekend. So we definitely, again, sending out our thoughts and prayers to Tyler. But filling in today is Carrie Kelly, and her husband, Tim, is our Friday reporter. And by the way, Carrie's the one that keeps all the guys straight, Logan. She's the one that cracks the whip. So they're the ones that answer to her. So she's done a great job keeping everybody in line. And Carrie, you may be, this may be a first. Now, Holly Rowe, she spoke to the Athens Touchdown Club back in the fall. She was the first female to be the keynote speaker for the Athens Touchdown Club. I believe you're the first female to deliver the Athens Little League report. So I'm not trying to put any pressure on you or anything, but this is a monumental day. So we are glad to have you aboard. And again, thanks for all you do and helping out with Athens Little League. And
absolutely,
we are excited to hear the Wednesday version of the Athens Little League Report. So, Carrie Kelly, take it away.
All right, I'll do my best. So, we've got two machine pitch games. The first one is Five Market Realty versus Fortson, Bentley, and Griffin. In a tight, taut game, Five Market Realty edged out Fortson, Bentley, and Griffin 9-6 in a defensive battle. Jace Maddox, Carson Fambro, and Henry Johnson had three hits. Ethan Tingle had two hits and played some terrific defense, and Haynes Massey had two huge hits, including a rally starter and a key inning. The Fortson, Bentley, and Griffin Green Machine played tough until the end. They were led with multiple hit games by Jordan the Burner Turner, Hampton Hitman Smith, Paul RBI Land, Walker Clutch Pool, and Buck the Thundercat Jackal. Great defense by Conrad Nelson getting the ball in from center field, Jordan Turner at pitcher, and Walker Poole at first base. Tough catching from Buck Jackal and Grayson the Pterodactyl Tappan. And I don't know if y'all know, but that's Tyler's team, Fortson, Bentley, and Griffin.
Awesome.
And Coach Tyler wanted to add one more thing in. He said, Coach Tyler wants his team to know how much he loved coaching this team full of great kids and great players. Hold your heads high. I'm proud of each of you.
Terrific.
So that was from Coach Tyler. Okay, moving on to the next game. We've got the Rook and Pawn versus Northeast Sales. The Rook and Pawn had to put together one of the best performances of their season and did in a 16-6 victory to overcome an excellent Northeast Sales team. Rook and Pawn came out swinging, scoring 12 runs in the first three innings. Josiah Bryce set the tone from the leadoff spot, going 4-for-4, and every batter in the lineup had a hit. The last half of the order came up huge with Isaiah Hernandez, Charlie Barrow, Hodge Rivers, Wyatt Welter, and Rhett Hogan going a combined 12-for-15 with 9 runs scored. Rook and Pawn also got a huge performance from Luke Kelly, who went 4-for-4 with a monster triple and also made a great pick on a scorching grounder off the bat of Parker Cates to end the game. The Northeast Sales Gophers had a tough night at the plate against a stout Rook and Pawn defense. Quinn Walraven, Rob Freeman, and Parker Cates all had two hits and scored two runs apiece for the Gophers, and Harrison Hall had two hits. Barrett Walraven, Tate Alverson, Dakari Evans, and Hudson Hall had one hit. It was a great season for the Gophers, including Dwight Foster, Sam Wilson, Will Grayson, and Asa Alliston. All the boys played hard, got better, and most importantly, had fun. All right, moving on to AAA, we've got Butler Properties versus Tom Ellis Construction. Another game between Tom Ellis Construction and Butler Properties, and another nail-biter, this time to advance to the AAA Tournament Championship game. The game was tied at 6 with Butler Properties battling in the bottom of the third when heads-up base running by Alex A-Train Lane scored what proved to be the winning run. There was solid pitching in this game. Whit Butler started on the mound for the Bombers and struck out 3. Duke Green came in relief, striking out 2, and David Norris closed, striking out 1. For Tom Ellis Construction, Julian Ozuna got the start on the mound. Zaniah Sharper came in relief out of the bullpen and pitched really well, striking out 4. The Bombers jumped out to a 4-run lead in the first inning, but the Contractors battled back when Courtney Eberhardt ripped a bases-loaded inside-the-park home run. Yet again, though, the Bombers came up with plays when they needed them, highlighted by catcher Jackson Glazer picking off a runner at first base with a laser to Patrick Johnson, who tagged the runner out. The Bombers' bats did just enough as Benjamin Ayers, Tayshaun Richardson, and Alex Atran Lane and Jackson Glazer all had hits to lead the Bombers to victory. Final scores on this one, Butler Property 7, Tom Ellis Construction 6. This sets up a showdown Thursday night for the AAA Tournament Championship between the Butler Bombers and Cadence Bake. Okay, next AAA. This is Hayward Allen versus Cadence Bank. In a AAA playoff game action on Tuesday night, Hayward Allen, the number one seed, faced off against Cadence Bank, the number four seed. Cadence Bank jumped out to an early lead, posting four runs in the first with RBI singles from Jennings Holloway, Troy Rucker, Charlie Raber, and Aiden Barnes. After taking the lead, Cadence Bank's batteries of Troy Rucker on the mound and Jennings Holloway behind the plate settled into a nice rhythm. Rucker pounded the strike zone for three innings, and Holloway blocked everything thrown his way. Charlie Raber kept the midfield on lockdown at shortstop by scooping up grounders and catching two line drives for key outs. In the field, Hayward Allen's Colton Carty had several putouts and led a double play to Tyshawn David and Warren Miller. Hayward Allen came roaring back in the second and third innings and were led at the plate by Carty with an RBI double, Tyshawn David with two singles, Warren Miller, who ripped one to the fence, and David Tingle with an RBI single. Tied at 5-5 by the end of the third inning, Cadence Bank then buckled down and put four big runs on the board in the top of the fourth to stretch their lead back to 9-5. Cadence Bank had great hitting throughout the lineup with big triple from Troy Rucker and a big late-inning RBIs for Eli Middleton as well as Jennings Holloway, who went 3-for-3 at the plate. Ashton Blunt had three strikeouts and late relief for Hayward, keeping his team within view of the lead. But the Cadence Bank closer, Jennings Holloway, held them off in the last inning with a tag out at third and two strikeouts to secure the victory. In the end, it was Cadence Bank's night. The game ended with a final score of Cadence Bank 9, Hayward Allen 6, advancing Cadence Bank to the championship game on Thursday. And finally, we've got one majors game here. In the second round, this is Hawthorne Drugs and Chase Park. In the second round of the majors tournament Tuesday night, number 5 seed Hawthorne Drugs squared off against number 1 seed and regular season champion Chase Park Transduction. Hawthorne jumped out to an early 6-0 lead in the first three innings, and Chase Park responded with a couple of runs in the fifth. Hawthorne scored again late and held Chase Park scoreless to secure the win. The key to this game was pitching and defense. This has been Chase Park's strength all season, but the night belonged to the players of Hawthorne Drugs. Highlights for Hawthorne include on offense, Reed Jackson went 4-for-5 and scoring three runs, and DJ Sumbry went 3-for-4. Casper Emery, Sam Williams, and Reed Jackson were pitching. Hawthorne Drugs 9, Chase Park Transduction 2. And that is it for the Little League report today.
Awesome.
Carrie, great job today, and you filled in admirably again. Our thoughts and prayers with Coach Tyler and his family, and a great job today. I'm not saying anything, but Tim better watch out on Fridays or somebody might be taking his place.
I was going to say, Carrie, we love Tim, but you go ahead and tell Tim he's got Friday off. We'll hear from you on Friday morning. How about that?
That's right. I might let him have it back. He does a good job.
Yes, he does. All y'all do a great job, and we do appreciate it. And have a great rest of your day, Carrie.
Thanks. You guys too.
All right. The Athens Little League Report brought to you by Brett's Casual American Smart Food for Smart People.